call the meeting to order. Let's do roll call. Shiloh, do you want to start?
Yeah, I can start. Shiloh Tippett.
Jody Robinson.
Oh, Linda Sorensen.
Doug Sorensen.
Kim Robinson.
Jordan Toby.
Haley Lewis.
All right. And then the first item on the agenda is to read and approve the minutes from last meeting.
I'll go ahead and read them. May 7th, 2025, Library Board Meeting Minutes. Meeting was called to order at 4:07 by Doug Sorensen. In attendance is Doug and Linda Sorensen, Shiloh Tippett, Haley Lewis, Jody Robinson, Robert Sierra, Liam McManus, and Kim Robinson. Absent was Randy Hunter and Jordan Toby. Jody read the minutes from February 5th, 2025 meeting. The minutes included details about attendance, nomination of new board members, and various library updates. A few corrections were noted, including the spelling of Doug's name and some grammatical adjustments. After the corrections were addressed, a motion was made to approve the minutes with all the changes. Linda made a motion to approve the minutes with changes. Haley seconded the motion. All voted in favor. Jody presented information about additional tax funds received from Beaver County. She explained that typically they give each library in Beaver County $40,000 a year. This year, due to accumulated funds that had not been fully utilized in prior budget cycles, the funding was increased by $50,000. Jody mentioned that she was not initially made aware of this additional funding and had to seek out information. She shared that she had emailed Jason about some ideas for using the funds and obtained bids for various projects. Jody presented several potential projects for consideration: heating units for the basement, to ADA compliant automatic door operators for improved accessibility, renovation of the stage in the children's programming room for safety and storage purposes, bi-level drinking fountain with bottle filler, patron counter for the back vestibule, changing tables for the bathrooms, and an indoor paint. The board discussed the priorities of these projects, with the heating and ADA compliance being identified as most critical. Also, they also discussed the need for multiple bids on some items, particularly the automatic door openers. Jody also shared some information about a potential future project involving window restoration. She has found a specialist in Salt Lake who could restore the library's antique windows, providing an estimate and recommendations for the work. After discussion, a motion was made to approve all proposed projects. Linda made a motion to approve all projects. Doug seconded the motion and all voted in favor. Jody brought up an issue regarding staffing and human resources. She explained the situation involving the staff member who had been reluctant to work weekends during the summer when she had programs all week. Jody reported that HR had initially offered her 4 extra hours on weeks that she would work a Saturday. When she declined, HR told Jody that if she quit, the city would not hire a replacement. This put Jody in a difficult position. The board members expressed concern about the situation, noting that it seemed unprofessional for HR to make such decisions about employment. They also emphasized that the library needs 3 staff members to operate effectively. Then Jody provided several updates on the library activity. The summer reading program will run from June 9th through the end of July. USU Extension's office will present a program called Build a Better Health throughout the summer for younger kids. The library will host a local art exhibit in July. Upcoming exhibits from the Division of Arts and Museums are planned for fall and next spring. A special art exhibit related to America 250 is scheduled for the fall of 2026 or spring of 2027. The library currently has about 100 books borrowed through their ILL program, with funding for shipping costs secured through the next fiscal year. The library received CLEFT funding of $5,852 for the next fiscal year, an increase from the previous year's $5,391 due to improved program attendance. The board discussed a timing for the next meeting. They agreed to August 6th at 4 p.m. Doug Sorensen moved to adjourn the meeting. Robert Sierra seconded the motion. All voted in favor. The meeting was adjourned.
So we have at least the one.
Just that one little.
One change on the day. The other day.
They to and then give.
Yeah, they give. Give.
Oh, give. Yes. Okay.
Oh, and my name has two T's. I don't know how I
missed that. Where are you? Two T's.
Do you want to put a comma after Robert, Sierra, and Leo's name?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be a good
spot. Okay. Any other changes? Amendments? Modifications? Okay. Do I have a motion to accept?
I'll make a motion
second?
To accept.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Very good. Okay, Jordy.
All right. We are getting a new drinking fountain as we speak. This room has been painted. You can see the mural that was in the corner. They were able to cover that nicely. We still
have... I miss it.
I think it gives us an opportunity to do something more updated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think Ganymede's...
Yeah.
A little bit, but we're going to do some painting down the stairs and into the just basic repair down in the children's storeroom. She decorates from the molding down, but above it we've had parts, the plaster chipping and stuff like that. So that's going to get all repaired. there's a corner that was in the very corner where the cabinets are there with the plaster was kind of swelling and the actual paneling was buckling, and I had Tom Zogas go down, and he thought he was just going to repair, you know, pull off and put some more on, and he pulled it down and it like water.
Oh no.
So we don't know where the water's come from, but it's been uncovered for going on 2 weeks and we haven't seen any more water. So we're kind of just watching that and seeing what, because he's going to go back in and repair the plaster. And then instead of drywall, so the drywall was just absolutely soaked. Instead of drywall, he's just going to do some, what do I want to say?
It's the backer like tile.
Yeah, something that's not going to absorb that water like it did. So it
will. Cementitious board.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So he's gonna do that. But we're gonna give it a minute and make sure that water has been fixed. What we had in the past, last couple years ago, the rain spout coming down wasn't angled right, and so we knew there was water coming in from that. They had that fixed, and this wall didn't get fixed. So, but also then, but nearer the stage, what?
The east side.
Yeah, nearer the stage, we're gonna have Abby's gonna go in and just paint and repair those walls, and Kirsten Greenlace is going to do a mural downstairs for us. Just a real, like, classic books. Characters kind of thing, I think.
And who was that?
Kirsten Greenlace.
She's the one that took over for you.
Yeah. So those are good things. Like I didn't mention last time, Clef funding him through, it is secured through the fall of next year. So after that, I'm not sure we won't get that Clef funding, which is about $6,000. Borrow support. We were awarded almost $4,000 for the borrow support, and that pays the shipping on ILL books that we get throughout the state or the country. I have changing tables. I'm waiting for someone to come install those, which is nice. And I have the people counter, which will be installed above the back door, and that will help us just keep track of the people coming in this back door. Like I said, interior paint, plaster and panel repair. I did, with some of this more money, Jason had come in and talked to Addie and Leah about things that they wanted to spend this money on. And Addie had mentioned carpet for downstairs. Rather than one big carpet that could cost up to $500-$600, we got I think they're 16-inch carpet rounds for each of the kids, and we got 48, so we have enough that we can use them and replace them as they wear out. So that was something else. Drew Morrow is going to install the mini splits in the basement, in the big class, in both classrooms, we're going to get one. He's got those ordered, and he will get those in before our programs start for the school year. I'm still working on the ADA access. Been really hard to get somebody in to look to see if it can be done. And we don't want to, we're trying to get bids, but we don't want to get bid, you know, go through the whole process of getting those bids if it can't be done just because of the structure of the vestibule or the structure of the actual lift, because it's an old lift. And that I did talk to the guy that comes around and inspects the lifts or the elevators in the different places, and he said that he would like to be here when we have somebody come in to make sure it's up to code. So that's kind of probably going to be our hardest thing to accomplish with this. We had our art exhibit over the 24th, and on the 24th, I had over 70 people come in, which is a pretty good number for that. Our numbers in June and July. So June, we had over, well, both months, we had over 1,000 people come through the library doors, compared to May, which was only 683. So you can see how busy our June and July is. Crazy. We had our geezer concert, which was super fun. That brought in over 100 people. And Help Me Grow Utah, which is United Way, I believe, nonprofit. They brought in a multi-agency resource fair. So we had 5 different agencies. We had Head Start. We had Southwest Public Health. Children's Justice Center. I can't remember the names of the, but all relating to children. And they had games and toys and things for the kids. Families came in, and then they were able to answer questions, get health screenings, developmental screenings. We had over 40 parents and children come to that. So that was huge. That was really cool. And yesterday, like I said earlier, yesterday was our end of summer party, and we had over 75 people come. So that was really fun, too.
It didn't feel like that many.
I have Reagan count how many snow cones. So that was kind of our guesstimate. Cool. Yeah. So, yeah, it was good.
Having it outside makes it better because you can
spread out.
Spread out a little bit.
Anyway, that's, but those are my notes that I had. I was trying to think if there was anything else. You guys have any questions for me? Okay. Well,
anything more on the windows?
She did come back with another bid. But it wasn't ever decided like how we would go about doing that, if it would be one window a year or one side of the building a year. That's kind of with when Jason had been here, he thought that it would be to do it in phases. So, and I haven't gotten back to her. We haven't communicated at all with her anymore, just because not knowing where that money would come from. So I think it was about $11,000 a window. So
a window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the smaller windows, I think she wanted like 9, and then the bigger ones were 11.
Wow.
So, and part of it was she would actually take part of the window back to her shop in Salt Lake. And So it would have to be boarded up, and it's a lot of coordination of scheduling and that kind of thing. So, but if we can do it, she would be happy to do it. She had kind of made that commitment, so.
Feel like they're worth it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
To hold on to.
Yeah.
They're important. Yeah.
When she was here, she said they weren't going to fall apart in the next 5 years. So knowing that, and the inside structure was really good. The outside is more of the paint and the caulking, and you know, she didn't see any rot. The wood is good wood. They don't use this kind of wood to build that much anymore. So it's good wood. It's just the maintenance of keeping them nice. So
it's not urgent.
No. Okay. Otherwise, things have been good. I have run all these things by the mayor, and he said to go ahead with the spending that we have, trying to keep those in a different account. We still don't know, with everything going on at the city, we still don't know where that money was actually put. It's just in the general fund. So, but it is
allotted to us. So the $50,000 was just put in the general fund?
Yeah, but it is allotted to us. We have, yeah. So I don't know otherwise. But. So, other than that, we would meet again November?
November?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
It looks like November 5th.
Have we heard anything on the situation with Randy Hunter? He's never been to a meeting.
Right? Never been to a meeting. Didn't respond at all this time when I informed him. I don't know if they're going to replace him. I don't know if he was one of the seats that was replacing.
Is he the one that
I don't think.
I know Allison. I thought it was Allison.
Owen Spencer.
And Owen. Yeah, and then, there were only two. You were only voted. I only voted for two people.
Yeah. I don't think it was Randy.
It wasn't Randy.
No. Mm-mm.
And I don't think they're not moving, right? And so,
no, they're not.
Oh, they're not?
No. Okay. He's going to commute back and forth.
To Delta or
Delmar?
Okay.
So, yeah, I think that once we get a new city council and a new city manager, maybe there'll be some better organization.
Okay, what time for the meeting in November? What's going to be a good...
I won't be here.
You will not be here.
I will not be
okay.
Here. School gets out at 3:30. I can leave the school at 3:30. So 4 works so better.
So let's shoot for 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Do you need it later than that, Haley?
No, is there anything else we need to discuss?
I don't... Not that I can think of.
So do we need a move?
Oh.
I motion to adjourn the meeting. Is that how that goes?
Motion to approve
the
date.
Approve the date, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I motion to approve the date.
Second?
Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. All right. And then I guess a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second? No. And all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Very good. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.